Just free local news and your favorite music. Live from downtown, Mix 107.3 KIOW, Forest City, a Koloff Media station.
Out on the field where the stories are told, warrior hearts beating brave and bold. Small town pride in the air we breathe. The spirit of the game will never leave.
All right, welcome to the Warriors Live Show, presented by MBT here at Shooter's Bar and Grill on Highway 69 North in Forest City. Locally, you're hearing us on KIOW Mix 107.3 and worldwide on KIOW.com and Facebook Live and on X as well from the Waldorf Gridiron Club pages. I'm Troy Thompson here with the head coach, Tyler Chapa. Lots of fans here with us tonight at Shooter's Bar and Grill. Yeah, listen to them. How about it? How about it? Let's do that again. How about a big woo-ball holler from the Warrior football fans here with us tonight? Make some noise. Very good. Well, we want to recognize, of course, the rest of our Warriors Live Show sponsors that make this happen for our Warriors every Wednesday during the football season. Pritchard's Forest City Auto Center and Chrysler Forest City, FCIS, Shooter's Bar and Grill, and once again, our title sponsor, MBT Bank. Lots of fans out here tonight, as you just heard. You're always welcome to come on down if you're in nearby for a cold drive, if you want, as far as you want, I guess, to be here. The show's an hour long, so you can come from a ways. We've got great food, great fans, and lots of Warrior football. This Saturday, our Warriors will travel to Hastings, Nebraska to take on the Broncos at Hastings College. Kickoff is set for 1 p.m. Saturday at Lloyd Wilson Field. Now, let's get into a summary of last Saturday's game with head coach Tyler Chapa. Coach! Yeah!
Well, I love Wednesdays to hang out with you, but I would love to do this after a win.
After a win would be, that'd be fantastic. Yep. Well, let's do that next Wednesday. How about that?
Yeah, amen.
Well, we didn't get to do it for this Wednesday, though, so we do have to re-dig up some old bones here. But we're not going to spend a lot of time. I don't think we're going to spend a lot of time rekindling the play-by-play of last week's game, to be perfectly honest with you. Instead, let's start with this. Where are we as a team now, 0-3 after Saturday?
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, you see it in the guys' faces on Sunday after the game. And my biggest thing is, when you lose a lot, it starts to feel like that's what you are, and a loser. And so my biggest thing to these guys is I don't think they've, as an entire team, played 100%. And my message to them on Sunday was we cannot be afraid to fail. And what I mean by that is if you go 100% and still fail, that could feel really bad as an individual. You gave everything you got and you still failed. It's easy to not give 100% and fail and say, well, I didn't do everything I possibly could have done, because that's not as embarrassing. It's an easy out. So I challenged them this week to, because I do 100% every day, and I've been failing. And I told them, and I was pretty vulnerable with them, and I'm going to keep doing 100% every single day until I get all of you to do 100% every single day. And so, you know, it's tough to put yourself in those shoes in that situation and say, well, all right, I'm going to do everything I can do, and what if I still fail? Am I going to be embarrassed? Am I going to feel bad about myself? But you don't even have a shot to win if you don't go 100%.
Yeah.
So that's been the biggest message this week, and trying to get out of the funk, because all it takes is one win to turn everything around so they can feel what it was like to actually win, because they're going to be like, wow, that was hard.
Yeah,
winning is really, really hard, but you have to do everything right, and you have to go 100% every single play, and so that's been our focus this week.
Yeah, well, that's right. I mean, you don't want to, you know, obviously, you don't want to feel like, you know, a loser, and you got to give 100%, and I feel like at the Northwestern game, first game of the season, I think everybody say, well, we lost that game, but everybody walked away from that going, oh, this is
Even at halftime, I felt like we did some things, we made some mistakes, had some penalties that were all fixable.
Yeah.
But then as it went on and into the next game, and you're losing and losing and losing, and it's not even close. And we're like, guys, what am I doing?
Right.
I keep trying to ask them, what do I need to do better as your head coach? And I keep getting the same thing. Well, it's on us. It's internal. Well, we got to figure out how to dig it on out of there and get it out of you guys. And so we've done a couple different things different in practice and try to have some more energy. And, you know, I'm a big morning guy, but I'm sacrificing the mornings because maybe in our morning meetings I'm not getting everything out of them that I'm trying to do. So we're going to let them sleep a little bit and, you know, and see if they've got more energy in the afternoon. So we're, as a staff, we're trying to get better. We're trying to fit. We're not doing the same things over and over and expecting a different result. We're messing with the schedule and having more energy and seeing how it's going to affect these guys.
Well, I'll tell you, Coach, in the Army, we do the exact opposite. The mornings would get much earlier.
I know. Well, and yeah, and I would love that, but I don't think. We did 5 a.m. practice last year, and I promised my staff, because I love those guys, that I would never do that again, because that was rough.
Well, let me ask you this, and this is not in my notes here, but I was thinking about it, you know. I mean, where's our scout team at? I mean, the scout team, if we're coming out and we're feeling great and we're doing great all week and we're really crushing it on offense and defense, on our scout team side of it, you know, on Saturday, we're not playing scout teams.
Correct. So, and they've got a lot of energy. The problem is up front. You're not going to get a great look from some of the younger guys, you know, 18-year-old guys trying to mimic what 19, 20, 21-year-old guys that we're going to see. It's really impossible to get the specific look that you're going to get on Saturday. So what we've been doing is we've been going good on good. We got periods where the ones are going against the ones. And we've never really done that because you don't want injuries or anything.
Right.
But that's just competition. And, you know, we did a drill today. We started practice with 4th and goal from the one, offense versus defense. It was the only thing that we did that was green tempo, which means tackling, everybody's live. And then right after that, we did a pressure field goal. And if Connor Parker missed it, the whole team had up downs. If he made it, everything was good. It was about a 40-something yarder. Everybody was screaming he made the field goal, which was awesome. But just get the juices flowing right off the bat, and hopefully that goes into a really good practice, which today I thought was pretty good.
Good. Well, the Warriors, unfortunately, did lose 53-0. That is the biggest spread of the season. The Midland Warriors scored 2 TDs basically each quarter on us. As I watched the game, it just looked like they did not have a problem moving the ball against us.
Yeah, and that's very disappointing because against a really good Northwestern offensive line, our defensive line played really good. And they haven't really shown up like they know they can, and that's, you know, that's on us to motivate them better and make sure that they know 100%. Because maybe some of the problem is they're thinking too much and they're not playing. And so we have to simplify it to things that they know 100%, that when the ball is snapped, they're just going, they're not thinking, they're reacting. And so that's been a part of the game plan, is just really trying to simplify what we can do so we know that our guys, when they get out there, they're just playing fast.
Yeah, keep it simple, I guess, is what we used to say.
Yeah.
Speaking of, you know, your defensive line, our leading tacklers were Christian Giroux, Jacob Bivens, who we'll talk to tonight, Marcus Arthur, Keegan Handel. Those are all from the defensive secondary.
Yeah. And that's good for them that they're making those tackles, but you know, why do they have to make the tackles?
Yeah.
And that's football. If you know, one guy's not doing his job, it's going to look really, really bad. And so, you know, we've got good leadership, and these guys are not satisfied. It's just when the lights are on, I think sometimes they panic, and they're in these situations where, like, I can see it in their eyes. They're real wide. It's like, brother, calm down.
Calm down. Have fun.
One rep at a time, just like how you would play it in practice. But, like, you know, it's game, so there's consequences to you not making the play, but just we're trying to work on some more of the psychological part of it.
On offense, the Midland Warriors, they outrushed us, they outpassed us, triple digits in both categories.
Yeah.
You know, from a guy like you with an extensive defensive background, what was happening on their offense?
Yeah, I mean, they were running the football, and anytime a team does not have a problem running the football, the entire playbook is open.
Yeah.
And what you want to do on the defensive side of the ball is make them one-sided. And they can do one or the other. But when they can do both, that's when you're kind of on your heels. And, you know, it didn't help that, you know, offensively we didn't do much. And so those guys are three and out. And then the defense got, you know, maybe a minute's break, and then right back on. So when you're in that funk, it's just kind of a domino effect, and it does not look good on the stat sheet for sure.
Yeah, their tackling stats pretty spread out across six players. Each of those six players had four tackles, and the next four had three tackles, so they were spread out pretty evenly on that. So whether they were substituting or not, it seemed each member of the Midland defense, they found our ball.
Yeah, and their defense is pretty good. I mean, they've got a good defensive line. Their linebacker number zero, I don't know his name, but he was all over the place there. It was obvious that they were going to make us try to throw the football down the field. They were sending a lot of pressure and playing man-to-man coverage, and that's what's going to happen when you're playing with a backup quarterback who's not super experienced, and he's getting better and better every day. It's just we're in a spot where we've got to keep him confident and make sure that he understands what's going on too.
Well, the same could be said about their receivers. Well, they had lots of guys catching the ball. They were led by Tay Mark, 79 yards. Covington and then Brown, they each had over 50 yards receiving, and then they had another seven receivers that caught the ball for them on Saturday. Seven different rushers then also for Midland that rounded out their offense. They just showed us a lot of their roster on Saturday.
Yeah, and that's what we are, I think, to some of these other teams. They do a lot of things against the Waldorf Warriors. They just kind of open up everything, and that's kind of a – that's a shot towards us, right?
Yeah.
We need to be able to tighten some things up. But, yeah, I mean, we had them in a couple third and long situations that we still gave up the deep ball. And so those are things that you work on 1 week, you know, against Mount Marty. All we did with the corners was work on the deep ball, didn't give up a single one on the corners.
Mm-hmm.
And so, all right, hey, we fixed that. Let's work on something else.
Yeah.
And then it shows back up again. So it's really like we can't work on everything every single week.
Yeah.
We got to be able to retain some of these skills and roll them over from week to week.
Yeah, so, I mean, just don't be that weak link. Whatever your position, I look right into the camera. Don't be that weak link, whoever it might be, you know, and they'll find it and they'll keep exploiting it. That's any good program is going to do that on either side of the ball. We did make fewer mistakes on Saturday, just two penalties for a loss of only 10 yards compared to their five for a loss of 47. Last week we talked about fixing those errors and it looked like you did.
Yeah, but it doesn't feel like it.
You know?
I mean, I would rather have.
Listen, you got to.
I know, but I would rather have seven penalties and score some points and stop them from doing whatever they wanted and instead of two penalties. Like, yeah, we've got good character, right? And that's maybe my fault.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, I'm never going to abandon the culture thing, but that's maybe my fault, and I've got them playing a little too timid. So, on Sunday I told them, be you. Within the confines of the game, be you. Don't be afraid to, you know, get your personality out there. I just don't want to be the one to hold them back because they think I'm going to get mad at them.
Yeah. Play bold with character.
Yeah. Well, just be aggressive.
Yeah, be aggressive.
Be aggressive.
Be aggressive. So talk about it, Coach. Let's bring that up. What are some good things you saw on offense for us and defense?
Well, I mean, most of it comes from the sideline. I mean, we do have guys on our team, when it's 53-0, they're still positive.
Yeah.
And, you know, last year I wore the headset that has two headphones because I didn't want to hear anything. And so this year I only have one on my left side so I can still hear. And I don't hear any of the negativity. You can see it in their faces that they're deflated.
Sure.
But they want – there's parts of them that they want to be good. And I just have to figure out how do you believe in yourself to where as soon as we don't convert that first third down, you're still positive and you're still ready to go.
Yeah.
Or you give up an 8-10 play drive on defense and you're still positive, you're still ready to go. The last thing we need is the old here we go again mindset.
Yeah,
oh, here we go again. And so trying to weed that out and get that out of their minds, I'm trying to make it a point to that we don't even let that creep in.
The Midland Warriors owned the clock 33 minutes, just over 33 minutes. Their offense was on the field a lot, so that means our defense was out there on the field a lot as well. Just tell us how the team managed its time on the field on Saturday overall.
Yeah, it was we rotated a lot. Every chance we got, I mean, pretty much everybody that traveled played. All the corners played, linebackers played, D-line were subbing. I mean, it was hot also. We didn't have any canopies either, so we ordered some of those.
All right.
But, yeah, I mean, we just
– gridiron club.
Yeah, the only thing that you can do is is have them ready to go the next series. And I feel like as soon as they're on the bench, they feel like, all right, we can do this. And then something happens on the field where they're like, all right, we're on our heels again. Yeah. And so being able to be on your heels but also make a play at the same time, I want somebody that's going to have some sort of killer instinct in their eyes when I look at them. And I can be like, yeah, that guy's going to go do something.
Yeah.
So that's kind of been the focus for us this week.
Well, it's been a few days since Saturday's loss. Now we're obviously in the midst of preparing for the game on Saturday with Hastings. If there's one thing we know about the GPAC, there are no teams anyone can can count out. Nobody's going to be an easy game. Doesn't matter where we are, who we play, and that, by the way, includes the Waldorf Warriors, doesn't it?
Yeah, that includes us because we're going to have them ready to go.
That's right.
And like our coaches work tirelessly. We're going to plan to win every single game, whatever anybody outside of our program thinks, it doesn't matter. We've got good support. We've got great families. We've got a good staff. We are always going to think Saturday, once we roll up to the stadium, that we're going to win the game. And I truly, truly believe that our players feel the same way. I just have to figure out how to keep them out of their own minds when something bad happens, because that's what it seems like. As soon as something bad happens, there's the roller coaster of emotion. So we're getting better at that. I'm getting better at that. But our guys are always going to plan to win the game.
Very good. Well, let's put this one in the rearview mirror, Coach. Your final thoughts about last Saturday's game?
Yeah, played a really good team, and we didn't perform to the standard of our program at all. And it was disappointing, but, you know, we fixed what we had to fix Sunday, Monday. We flushed it, and we're moved on to Hastings.
Sounds good. Thanks, Coach. We'll bring you back in a bit. We're going to chat about the plan for the Broncos this Saturday in Hastings, Nebraska. But first, we're going to talk to a couple of our Warriors, starting with Jacob Bivens, who will join me here on the Warriors Live program right after these words from our sponsor.
It's 2025. Is your checking account earning interest? With a Gold Premium checking account from MBT Bank, you can earn an incredible 5.00% annual percentage yield on balances up to $25,000 when qualifications are met. To qualify, have 15 debit card transactions and one ACH deposit or ACH auto debit per month. Open your account online or in person at any MBT Bank location. MBT Bank, member FDIC.
FCIS Insurance of Forest City is your locally owned and operated independent insurance agency. FCIS is proud to support the Waldorf Warrior football team along with our local high school athletes. We look forward to watching your success on the field and in the gym. When you need a team to support yours, look to the professionals at FCIS Insurance. We carry all lines of insurance from home to life, car to health, RV, and everything in between. See us today at FCISinsurance.com or call us at 641-585-2925. FCIS Insurance Services of Forest City.
Shooters is proud to be the host of Warriors Live each Wednesday night at 7 p.m. See Coach Chapa and find out more about the Waldorf Warriors team from pregame to postgame. With delicious sandwiches, appetizers, burgers, pizza, and more, we have something for every taste. Before or after the game and Wednesday nights, come cheer on the Warriors at Shooters Sports Bar and Grill.
Hi, this is Ryan Harvey, the sales manager at Chrysler of Forest City. Now is a great time to have your vehicle looked over before you hit the open road with our highly trained staff here at Chrysler of Forest City. Or, if you are looking for your next vehicle, stop in and see our experienced sales staff. Our inventory changes daily, so swing by often and see what's new on the lot, or visit our website at ChryslerForestCity.com.
Welcome back here to Shooters Bar and Grill, the Warriors Live, brought to you by MBT. And once again, I'm Troy Thompson. I'm sitting here now with number 13, 6'3", 187-pound sophomore safety Jacob Bivens from South Pittsburgh, Tennessee. Hey, Jacob. Welcome to the show.
How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. South Pittsburgh, Tennessee. Wow. Well, for folks that don't know, South Pittsburgh, I looked this up, South Pittsburgh, Tennessee, is nowhere near Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, is it?
It is not. It's by it's about 30 minutes outside of Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Yeah.
And it was a mining town when it was founded, supposed to be the Pittsburgh of the South.
Yeah.
So,
how'd that work out?
Not that well.
Okay. All right. It's a town about a little smaller than Forest City.
About 2,000 people.
Okay. All right. All right. So we have about 4,500 here in town. So is this, but it's not a big town to you because you're pretty close. You're close enough to Chattanooga.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. This is going to seem out of left field to the audience, but you're going to hopefully know exactly what I'm saying. Do you like cornbread?
Oh, yeah.
Why would you like cornbread?
So the Lodge Factory is where all cast iron skillets are made, and the Lodge Factory is in South Pittsburgh, Tennessee, out of all the places in the world.
There you go! There you go. And every year they have a cornbread festival.
It is, yeah, it's basically a festival. There's carnival, there's games, there's everything. We have a cornbread alley where you can pay and go sample like 15 different types of cornbread that people home make. And it draws a crowd.
Yeah.
There's like, I think the record amount of people is like 35,000 for 2 days.
Holy cow, 35,000. That's bigger than Tree Town.
It's wild.
Yeah, that's amazing. And, you know, we've got a lot of corn here in Iowa. It seems like it's a good, like, we could probably work something out. You know, we send you some
absolutely
corn, you turn it into bread, maybe send back some of those pans. It'll be good.
Exactly.
There you go. I did not know that's where the Lodge cast iron factory was. So they got some iron things going on still.
Oh, yeah.
That's fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Well, all right. My wife and I, by the way, Jacob, my wife and I went to Chattanooga, a few years ago. We started in Nashville, drove down to Chattanooga. We were going to go see a play in Chattanooga that we eventually directed up here. And so it was kind of a fun trip to go on. And we were confident that we were going to be on time because we started in Nashville and we drove to Chattanooga. And I don't know if people realize this, but that part of the state's in the Eastern time zone.
Oh,
we were an hour late.
I was going to say, I thought I-24 traffic got y'all.
No, we were fine. Are you in the Eastern time zone down there?
Yes, sir. Yeah. So South Pittsburgh is in Central time.
Central time. But Chattanooga.
But Chattanooga is in Eastern.
We were an hour late.
It's a pain in the butt.
Yeah. Yeah. But we got it. It was a short show, so we saw the last 20 minutes. It was fine. And we got it. We knew how it worked out. It was fine. So for those of you who have planned to travel across the ridiculously long state of Tennessee, just realize there's a time zone change there. Okay. You knew that. All right. So tell us a little bit about your hometown there, a little bit more about South Pittsburgh.
Yeah, so South Pittsburgh, like I said, is a really small town. Basically, all we have there is football.
Okay.
We are a football-first school. I was there for 3 years. We won state 2 out of those 3 years.
Really?
So it was a good experience for me.
Nice.
We moved there from Texas after my dad changed jobs.
Okay.
And it was just a really positive experience for me. I really did like it.
That is fantastic. Yeah, football for sure. Folks, if you don't know, Eddie Moore, linebacker from Miami Dolphins back in the early 2000s, came from South Pittsburgh. So what was the high school mascot?
We're the Pirates.
why not? The Pittsburgh Pirates.
Exactly.
South Pittsburgh Pirates.
Exactly.
Very nice. All right. So did you play somewhere besides Waldorf after high school?
Yes, sir.
Okay, where was that?
So out of high school, I committed to Tusculum University, which is up by Johnson City, Tennessee.
Yeah.
I mean,
I only know it because it was, it's in that song.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Johnson,
there you go.
City, Tennessee. Yeah. Go ahead.
But, yeah, it's basically the very top right corner of Tennessee.
Okay. That's top right, and you were down kind of the
bottom right.
Bottom right. Yeah.
Yeah, just went in a straight line up.
Yeah, but that's short drive. It would be if you had to go to the upper left. That'd be quite a drive.
That is true. It's still about four and a half hours.
Really?
It's like deceptively long.
Wow. All right. And then, but you came to Waldorf. What brought you to Waldorf?
Yeah, so I hit the transfer portal after the spring. It just wasn't going well for me. So Coach Chapa found me and decided to give me a call. And from that, the first call, I pretty much knew that, like, this is where I wanted to be. He just kind of hit all the points. Mm-hmm. Like, he really just, I felt like he understood me as a person, like my frustrations with where I was at before. And I just remember getting off the phone with him and being like, wow, like, I would really want to play for that guy.
There you go. That's a great answer. And he's still staring at you, but you can put the cue card down. Everything's good back
yeah,
there.
I just got out of conditioning for tomorrow.
Yeah, no more conditioning. Right. Well, we know you're not starting at 5 a.m., right? So we've established that tonight.
Yes, sir.
Well, you have played, Jacob, in all three games thus far in the season. You got a total of 17 tackles in the books, one for a loss. I guess, you know, what is your impression of Saturday's game that we had against Midland?
Yeah, I mean, it was a tough game, tougher than we thought it was going to be, for sure. I mean, like you saw, kind of everything we did, nothing really worked.
Yeah.
It was a little rough.
Yeah.
But 24-hour rule, we just had to flush it and move on. That's kind of all I can say about it.
There you go. Last week, we talked to your counterpart, Christian Giroux, on Warriors Live, and this week, we're talking to you. Christian, this past Saturday led in tackles with 13 total, but you were right there behind him, number two in tackles with 11. So, like we talked to Coach, our safeties were really, you guys were earning your keep, weren't you?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I mean, that's part of what Coach Chopper brought us here for. And also, like you said, you know, you don't want to be the safety that's having to make every tackle.
That's right. Yeah. Give me a little bit of a break here, right?
Yeah, but again, I'm just glad that I could be doing our part. You know?
Absolutely. 24 tackles between the two of you, the safeties. You heard Coach Chapa and I talking about our Midland offense. They were able to push through to the backfield quite a bit, as you well know. What did that do to help you now prepare for this game on Saturday with the Broncos?
Yeah, they really just – they're a hard-nosed team. You know, they were big, physical, and I don't think we're going to see that as much with Hastings. Obviously, still a college team. They're still going to be a high-quality GPAC opponent. But I think Midland gave us physicality that we are going to be able to respond to and perform much better against Hastings.
Very good. Well, let's talk a little bit about those Broncos. They lost to Midland the week before we played them. They lost 24-9. After seeing Midland's offense on Saturday, what do we think we can expect from the Hastings offense and the defense, then particularly on your case, the offense this Saturday?
Yeah, just running the ball.
Okay.
They're going to try to do pretty much exactly what Midland did. Just run the ball and then throw it deep.
Yeah.
So we know that. We're working it in practice, and we're going to be ready for it.
Very good. Looking at their previous stats this season, we know they have had some issues converting on third down, but they will definitely go for it on fourth down. So how are you prepared for the Hastings offense? Like, you talked a little bit about it, but you know they're going to go for it on the fourth down if they're close.
Sure, yeah. I mean, you just got to treat fourth down like a third down.
There you go.
And like, nothing changes. You know, you're still trying to get off the field. Nothing's really special about it. We have, in practice and in games, we do something called money down for third down and fourth down if they're going for it, where everybody on the defense holds their hand up, screaming money, trying to remind the defense that this is where they get paid, this is where they get off the field.
Nice.
So
money down.
Exactly. So fourth down is just another third down to us. Like, this is where we get paid.
You mentioned that already, but they do like to run the ball at Hastings, but they're going to pass as well if they can. So tell us about who you're watching.
So my biggest – I'm watching their quarterback and their running back, honestly. I can't give you names off the top of my head, but really their quarterback is a backup. He had to come in the game.
Yeah, 10 was who they started with. 11 is who they are with now. I might have that switched around.
I think
10
and 11. Switched around. Yeah, yes, sir. But so we're really looking to get in the quarterback's head, especially because he's had to come in and kind of save the season if their starter's out.
That sounds vaguely familiar now that you mention it. Very good. All right, so what reads are you looking for from your position, and how do you communicate that when what you're seeing on the field?
Yeah, so they like their deep ends on passing downs. They're going to try to clear everybody out and then run in like a little in just while everybody's back deep.
Yeah.
So really be looking for that's the main thing we're going to be looking for.
Yeah. Looking for them to drag cross or whatever it is.
Yes, sir.
Well, it was community night a couple of weeks ago here in Forest City at Bullstore Field, and the next Saturday we come back to Bullstore Field. You're new to the team here. What's your impression of the fans at our home games? Some of them are here, so.
Honestly, I was really impressed, especially so at my high school and at my first college, we didn't have any type of tailgating going on, like, at all. So when I saw we were in our weekly, like our Friday lift, and I saw RVs pulling into the tailgate area like more than 24 hours before kickoff, it was impressive. But yeah, just great fans, honestly.
Very good. Tell us about your family back home there. You mentioned your dad and you guys had transferred, come from Texas. Tell us about your folks and any siblings.
Yeah, so my parents were both born in, like, the Panhandle area in Texas, Lubbock, if you know it. Mm-hmm. I have 5 siblings, 6 kids in total.
All right.
Yeah, and I'm the oldest, so.
You're the oldest.
3rd parent.
Wow. How old is the youngest then?
She just turned 9.
All right. So brothers and sisters, what do you have?
3 brothers, 2 sisters.
Okay.
And the girls are the youngest.
They are. Okay, very good. Yeah, so you're the – and then to your next – sibling, your next brother, how old is he?
He is 18, about to turn 19.
Okay, a couple years younger, a year?
Yes, sir, like almost 2 years.
Okay, very good. So what are you studying here at Waldorf?
I am a history major.
Yeah. Yes, that's what I was.
There you go.
I don't know what you're going to do with that, but
we're still figuring out.
That's
too,
a great, worry. Hey, you're going to know a lot of useless bar trivia.
Exactly.
That makes
exactly.
You, people want you on your team for that.
Exactly.
All right.
It's the life of the party.
That's right. Okay, so after you so this is interesting lead-in. What do you plan to do after you graduate?
Yeah, so I'm hoping to take football as far as I can.
Okay.
And then once that's over, probably getting into coaching,
okay.
Something like that.
Very good. Very good. All right. What do you have to say now to all the folks that are listening and watching and here with us live in the room tonight at Shooters about the game on Saturday, this coming Saturday?
It's going to be a good game. We are definitely going to be ready. This is a winnable game for us. We are, as a team, we're really excited to get out there and show everybody what we know we're capable of.
Wonderful. Let's go beat the Broncos. And, Jacob, you're going to help us do it. I'm glad you're on our team and happy to have you on our side this Saturday. Fans, let's hear it for the sophomore safety, number 13, from South Pittsburgh, Tennessee, Jacob Bivens. And we'll return with our next player guest, Parker Moritz, right after these messages from our sponsors.
It's 2025. Is your checking account earning interest? With a Gold Premium checking account from MBT Bank, you can earn an incredible 5.00% annual percentage yield on balances up to $25,000 when qualifications are met. To qualify, have 15 debit card transactions and 1 ACH deposit or ACH auto debit per month. Open your account online or in person at any MBT Bank location. MBT Bank, member FDIC.
Shooters is proud to be the host of Warriors Live each Wednesday night at 7 p.m. See Coach Chapa and find out more about the Waldorf Warriors team from pregame to postgame. With delicious sandwiches, appetizers, burgers, pizza, and more, we have something for every taste. Before or after the game and Wednesday nights, come cheer on the Warriors at Shooters Sports Bar and Grill.
FCIS Insurance of Forest City is your locally owned and operated independent insurance agency. FCIS is proud to support the Waldorf Warrior football team along with our local high school athletes. We look forward to watching your success on the field and in the gym. When you need a team to support yours, look to the professionals at FCIS Insurance. We carry all lines of insurance from home to life, car to health, RV, and everything in between. See us today at FCISinsurance.com or call us at 641-585-2925. FCIS Insurance Services of Forest City.
Hi, this is Ryan Harvey, the sales manager at Chrysler of Forest City. Now is a great time to have your vehicle looked over before you hit the open road with our highly trained staff here at Chrysler of Forest City. Or, if you are looking for your next vehicle, stop in and see our experienced sales staff. Our inventory changes daily, so swing by often and see what's new on the lot, or visit our website at ChryslerForestCity.com.
Forever and always, go
Welcome back here to Shooter's Bar and Grill. Warriors Live Show brought to you by MBT. And I'm sitting here with number 34, 5'11", 205-pound freshman linebacker from Ventura, Iowa, Parker Moritz.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they were a little slow on that, but they picked it up. Welcome to the show, Parker. Tell us what brought you to Waldorf.
I came to Waldorf. I had a couple offers coming out of high school, but I chose Waldorf because of the family feel, mm-hmm. The community. You were talking about the community night with Jacob Bivens. My game day visit was the community night. So.
Oh yeah.
So when I came on my visit, my game day visit, I felt the community behind the school. And that's why I chose Waldorf. A great community.
There you go. All right. You guys did that. You did the recruiting. Well, you played for Garner Hayfield Ventura. Did you have any idea that this great town of Forest City, which has such a fantastic relationship with Garner in sports in high school, did you have any idea that we had such a warm, loving, supportive community for football up here?
No.
Yeah. It's a secret. But we're trying to get that secret out so everybody can see just what you saw on community night. You're here. You're playing football, but what are you studying?
Right now, it might say online that I'm studying exercise science, but I have no clue.
Oh, all right. I'm definitely in the classes, but no idea what.
Yeah, I have no idea what I want to do after football, after school, so.
You've got time.
Yeah.
We got time to figure that out. First couple of years, you know, you're just getting the generals out of the way and all that stuff. All right. Well, we'll move on then. I don't worry about that. You got time, right? So tell me, though, this is your first season as a Warrior. And what does that mean to you? And you're playing.
Yeah. Well, yeah, so I'm a freshman. I ain't got much college experience, so I'm learning very fast, getting hit a lot.
Yeah.
learning by every hit, so I'm here playing football. Not much more you can expect.
You've already played in a couple of games this season, earning some tackles. So, you know, as a freshman, I want you to tell us about the difference between high school and college football.
The offensive line is so much bigger.
Yes, that is correct. Yeah.
Yeah, playing against Coach Clary in high school was a lot easier than playing with Coach Clary.
Yes. What are you saying, that Forest City High School doesn't have a big line?
They didn't when I played.
Well, we struggle sometimes to get some big players. They're definitely a bigger line.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so that's an adjustment. And your freshman, you know, this is your freshman year, but it'll be interesting to see how you develop as well, because a lot of our guys, you know, that were freshmen last year put on a lot of pounds, and not, you know, in the weight room and then on the body as well. So that's something you can look forward to starting in January for sure. And of course, you were working on it all summer long. You graduated from Garner Hayfield Ventura this past spring. As a Cardinal, you played running back.
Indeed.
Yes, you did. I remember that. And you were also linebacker. Now, on defense for the Cards, you had 59 tackles, 41 which were solo. That was just in your senior year.
Yeah.
Yeah. So is there a reason that you like defense more than offense?
I just get a hit. I don't know. I don't know. I just chose linebacker.
You like that. You like hitting people. You go find the ball, seek it out, and go. You don't have to remember the plays. You just got to go get them.
Indeed.
Oh, nice.
Read my keys. Go find the ball. Hit them.
I was looking up your stats for that question that I just asked you. I didn't realize that Garner is 1A this year.
Indeed. They just dropped down to 1A. And now I'd say are arguably in the toughest district now. They've got number one Grundy Center. They've got number three South Hardin, and Eagle Groves and Central Springs aren't a bad team either. So
yeah.
So they're going to have a tough season. They're struggling right now. They faced number one West Hancock and number seven Osage to start the season. So they're very young on the defense side of the ball too. So So they're going to struggle a little bit this season, but I think struggle right now is going to be what causes them success later.
Yeah, I agree. Have you made it back to a Garner game?
I actually went to the West Hancock Eagle Grove, the Cardinal game in West Hancock. So.
Well, you got to go to that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's tradition.
And then I made it back to the scrimmage. I haven't made it back to any actual games yet.
Does it feel different? Does it feel different? I mean, watching a high school game that you were on last year on that team, and now you're.
Yeah, it feels a lot different. I still look at the defensive coordinator, and I look for the plays, and I'm like looking for the mic. I'm looking for the will, seeing if they're doing their jobs right. I'm looking at the keys. I'm looking at the guards, and I'm basically playing the football game with them, but in the stands.
Yeah. Do you feel like you've learned a lot in the short time that you've been, I mean, since the beginning of August, end of July? Like, would you like to go back just one more time with the knowledge, even now that you have?
Oh, yeah.
Now, it's a magic period. You only get that one window in your life to be in high school ball, and now you're in college ball. Same window, different time period, different players, as we've already talked about. You're from Ventura, so I want to ask you, and I want to tell the folks that are listening and watching this from far away that don't know, what is Ventura, Iowa known for?
Their slogan is the sportsman's paradise.
Yeah. I think that's also Louisiana's. Isn't that there on their license plate?
I don't know.
Who cares?
Yeah.
It's Ventura's, right? Yeah. But what about the Viking?
Oh, I love the Viking. I get fat off the Viking all the time.
Viking, best big ice cream. As small as this big, food, everything you need right there.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, we can't leave out the Muskie Lounge. These are not sponsors, by the way, but they probably should be, right? The Muskie Lounge.
Oh, yeah.
Cash only. Very golly, I'll tell you that. It closed?
It did indeed close.
Well, they probably should have taken credit cards. All right. Do you spend a lot of time? Do you spend a lot of time at Clear Lake? Moving right on. I was a little bitter about that one.
During the 4th of July, I spent
a lot. Of course.
You've got to spend time in Clear Lake with all the festivities going on. So,
in your unbiased opinion, which end of Clear Lake is better for fishing, the east or the west end?
I'm going to have to say the Ventura side.
Of course you have to say the west end, the Ventura side. Very good. Now, your family's pretty close by. In fact, they're like, 15 feet close by tonight. So your family's close by. Have they enjoyed coming to the games?
I don't know. Do you guys enjoy coming to the games?
They are. They say yes.
They're supporting me. So they got to have fun.
That's right. Well, tell us a little bit about mom and dad sitting over there. And you got siblings too?
Yeah. I'll start with my mom. She's from Clear Lake. So I don't even. Yeah. My dad's from Okoboji. That's about 2 hours away.
We've got a lot of lake in this family, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
Right. We settled on Ventura. It's right in the middle, sort of.
Yeah. Not geographically, but yeah.
Yeah. Very good.
And then I got one sibling. I got a sister. She's a senior in Garner right now, so.
Very good. One sister, and she's a senior. And she's in sports, too?
Yep, she plays volleyball.
Fantastic.
And softball.
And softball.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So I asked you, were you part of, obviously you were in close by in the summer. Did you just participate in summer workouts, come up here for that?
Yep. So the strength coach we have down at Garner is also the same strength coach we have here at Waldorf. So I was doing the strength workouts that they had the team doing here with him at the Garner weight room. And then I was coming up during the week for those morning practices just to get some more college football under my feet before the season started.
Well, very good. Very good. So I guess, Coach Chapa thought a freshman perspective might be interesting. So let's take a look at, I guess, what you thought about the game last Saturday and what you're looking forward to this Saturday.
As a freshman, I don't know what to expect coming into college, so I don't know, Coach Chop. I don't think I was the right guy.
Oh, come on, man!
But I have fun. So I'm the long snapper right now. Our starting long snapper hurt his wrist, so playing specials gets me on the field as much as I can. I'm having fun. I'm hitting people. And that's what I like doing. So I, even though the score didn't end in the way we wanted it to end, we played our tails off. We played fast as much as we can. Like you said, we were on the field for 33 minutes on the defense side. So the offense did as much as they could do to help us out, but in the end, we were still on the field for 33, and that's hard to do. You got to play complimentary football. So,
well, I would trust in what your coaches have made decisions about you. I don't think you're the wrong guy to have on the field, and I'm glad you're on our team here on Saturday. We'll talk a little bit more about the game plan with Coach Chapa when he comes back here in just a little minute. But any words for the folks at home, Parker, listening, watching, the fans here in the room tonight?
Thank you for coming out. Support us all season long. Thank you, guys.
Absolutely. Parker, glad you stopped by tonight. I'm very happy you're on our side. We'll be back with Coach Chapa to talk about Saturday's game right after these messages from our sponsors.
It's 2025. Is your checking account earning interest? With a Gold Premium checking account from MBT Bank, you can earn an incredible 5.00% annual percentage yield on balances up to $25,000 when qualifications are met. To qualify, have 15 debit card transactions and one ACH deposit or ACH auto debit per month. Open your account online or in person at any MBT Bank location. MBT Bank, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Ryan Harvey, the sales manager at Chrysler of Forest City. Now is a great time to have your vehicle looked over before you hit the open road with our highly trained staff here at Chrysler of Forest City. Or, if you are looking for your next vehicle, stop in and see our experienced sales staff. Our inventory changes daily, so swing by often and see what's new on the lot, or visit our website at ChryslerForestCity.com.
FCIS Insurance of Forest City is your locally owned and operated independent insurance agency. FCIS is proud to support the Waldorf Warrior football team along with our local high school athletes. We look forward to watching your success on the field and in the gym. When you need a team to support yours, look to the professionals at FCIS Insurance. We carry all lines of insurance from home to life, car to health, RV, and everything in between. See us today at FCISinsurance.com or call us at 641-585-2925. FCIS Insurance Services of Forest City.
Shooters is proud to be the host of Warriors Live each Wednesday night at 7 p.m. See Coach Chapa and find out more about the Waldorf Warriors team from pregame to postgame. With delicious sandwiches, appetizers, burgers, pizza, and more, we have something for every taste. Before or after the game and Wednesday nights, come cheer on the Warriors at Shooters Sports Bar and Grill.
Welcome back here to Warriors Live at Shooters Bar and Grill, brought to you by MBT. Coach, the Warriors are traveling to Hastings, Nebraska Saturday to take on the Broncos of Hastings College. This will be our longest road trip of the season, about 6 hours or so. When do you leave and what are the travel plans?
Yeah, so we're going to leave Friday at 10:30 in the morning. We're going to stop somewhere halfway, so just outside of Omaha, stretch our legs, maybe eat something, and then we're actually going to stay in Hastings.
Are you?
Friday night. So we'll get to the hotel about 4:30, check in, do some walkthrough stuff, some meeting stuff, and then we're catering in some Olive Garden for the guys.
I mean, I bet I know what hotel you're staying in.
Yes.
Is it Best Western?
No.
Holiday Inn?
Yeah.
Right next to the ice arena?
Yes.
Not too far away from the fairground?
Correct.
How do I know all these things?
We did a whole series about these things.
You know it. Well, I used to send truckers out that way in the National Guard. We'd always stop out there. That's a good place.
Yeah.
Oh, Hastings, of course, for those of you who don't know, is famous for its fruit smack, since we talked about it, which, as we all know, the listener to the podcast, is the original name of Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
Which was invented in Hastings.
It was.
Yeah.
Which is wild.
This guy got that going for him.
Yeah.
Kool-Aid. And if I'm not mistaken, Coach, I think there's also a Sasquatch Museum in Hastings.
I think it was just someone's house, right?
That's right.
If I remember correctly, it was a lady's house that she
I don't think she was harboring a Sasquatch, but she had photos.
I'll have to go and find out. I think it might be by appointment only. Think ahead if you're traveling out there a little bit early to see the game in Hastings with the Warriors. Yes, out by the Sasquatch Museum at a lady's house.
Or don't. Yeah, yeah.
Have some Kool-Aid. Well, the Broncos are 1-2. They beat Doan in the first week, lost to Midland and Briarcliff, but they have put points on the board, Coach, each time in all three games, and the scores have actually been fairly close.
Yeah, their defense never quits. Their D-line's pretty good. I think that's the strength of their team. They've kept most of the teams, if not all of them, in the 20s. And so,
yes.
You know, Coach Franzen does a good job of having those guys ready to roll, and they don't ever quit.
Well, what can we expect to see from them on offense and defense then?
Yeah, so from everything we know and seen on film, their starting quarterback was injured as well. Wasn't on there too deep. He usually tells me, you know, if any changes are going to be made, so I don't expect him to play. He's a good quarterback. I think he was from South Dakota State is where he transferred in from, so they're going to play the guy that was the backup last year. They've got some smaller running backs, but run really, really hard. Big offensive line, and their tight ends are their bread and butter. Number zero and number one, those are the guys they're trying to get the ball to. So if we can neutralize them and you know, make somebody else make some plays, I think we'll have a really good shot.
Yeah, you mentioned that. They were here last year at the end of September. They were 2-9 on the season last year. They beat us 43-10 here at home. We're going to go see them now in Hastings. What did you see from the Hastings film that is going to make our offense and defense happy?
Yeah, you know, I think we just have to stick to our game plan. And they're similar to us as far as, you know, they're – I don't think their mindsets are similar as far as a here we go again thing, but there's some things that happen offensively where one thing happens negatively, it kind of affects the entire drive, but then defense will come and they'll stay strong and they don't quit, and they have a really good mindset, and I know their defensive coordinator, he's going to have them ready to go. He's a good coach, and they've got some good players, but you know, everybody in this league has good players, whether the records reflect it or not. So I think who's going to make the least amount of mistakes, who's going to play the hardest.
I mentioned to both Jacob and Parker, it looks like they prefer the run game, but they obviously will pass. So any thoughts on either one?
Yeah, they've got a junior college transfer running back. He's number 42.
Okay.
5'9", 180 pounds maybe, but runs like he's 200 pounds. I mean, he's... If you don't bring the hit to him, he's going to bring it to you, and then their backup is... 5'7", small guy, fast, twitchy, but same thing. These guys are gritty. And so, I think, you know, we have to be the aggressor. We've got to be the hammer, not the nail, and I think our guys are going to do that this week.
Yeah, they had on rushing, they like number 26 as well, Armbruster.
Yep, he's listed as the backup right now.
The backup, but they, like you said, they like to use their tight end to – tight ends, number zero, Jake Bargan. He's somebody that had some numbers in the last game or two. Yeah. So what do we know about those?
Yeah, guys? So he's a hand-in-the-dirt guy, but they'll also, you know, they'll split him out, and he can run, and he's a big fella. He can block, and so he's, when you think of a tight end, he's not wearing number zero for no reason.
Yeah.
You know, he's one of their best players, and they're going to do everything they can to get him the ball when it's his turn, but he's a gritty guy. He's gonna put his face mask on you, and so we've got to be very, very physical with him.
We're looking for the quarterback then, according to you, and also what we've seen is number 10. That's their backup, and he'll be at the helm. I said number 11 was who they started with.
Yeah, that was the transfer. They were really, really high on him. He made some really good throws in his first couple games, and he got – hit pretty hard against Briarcliff multiple times, and he's not listed to play.
Last week I asked you how the Midland-Hastings game film could help us prepare for both teams. Now, with Midland water under the bridge, how do we apply everything to Hastings?
Yeah, now we're looking at, you know, what worked against their offense, what worked against their defense, and what do we have in our playbook that's similar to that. Obviously, we're not going to change around everything that we do, but is there anything that is very, very similar that we can use to exploit them?
Matt Franzen, as you mentioned, is their head coach. Coach Franzen begins his fifth season at the helm for Hastings. We talked to Coach Franzen earlier this year on that podcast that we did back in February or whenever it was. What do we know about Coach Franzen and his staff?
Yeah, so he was my college head coach, and you know, he hired me for my first
I was an intern at that time, but hired me for my first job. And he is a very business-like guy. There's no nonsense at practice. I can guarantee you that. They're going to treat it like a business trip. That was when I was at Doan, playing at Doan and coaching at Doan. That was his number one thing. It's a business trip, and so he's been doing this a lot longer than I have been doing this, and so he's going to have those guys ready to go. And I know their defensive coordinator really, really well. And now we get to compete against each other. But he recruits well. He's going to have some big beefy guys up front, and they're going to do different things in the secondary to try to confuse our quarterback.
Well, let's talk about our quarterback. QB1 now is Tate Richardson. How's he doing?
Yeah, I think during the game it was tough for him, and that was really his first taste of, all right, when everything's not going right and maybe it's falling on my shoulders, how do I handle that? And so you could see it in his eyes. He was frantic a little bit. So now it's just getting him to calm down and understand that, hey, we believe in you. Your teammates believe in you. The Waldorf football program believes in you. This is your show. Calm down and let's get this thing going. And so we're putting him in situations to try to get his heart rate up, to try to get those eyes a little wide and see how he responds to that.
We did get a chance late in the game to see QB2. Carson Lindsay came in for a spell there.
Yep.
I was excited to see him.
It's ironic because he came here as a quarterback. We moved him over to safety. Now he's back at quarterback. And so you never know when your time's going to come. Now, it was funny. His dad, hope they're watching. His dad did say he wished Carson was a little faster, to kind of get out of that stuff. But,
Carson probably wished it too.
Yeah, and he's in a tough spot, right? We brought him over to the defensive side in the spring. He learned, how to play safety from Coach Handel and was getting better every day, learned a whole new playbook. And then, obviously Coach Donatio got promoted in the spring, so he didn't learn that playbook. Yeah. So now he's in a spot where he's got to learn everything on offense in a hurry. And he's a smart kid, and he's a guy that I love because he's going to do whatever I ask of him, and he's going to do it 100%.
Well, Coach, we're reaching the end of the program once again. What message do you have for the fans out there listening to us or watching this on Facebook Live and X or Saturday?
Yeah, no, this is a long process. This is a hard process. This is a really, really tough process, but I'm not going to give up. Our coaches aren't going to give up. Our players aren't going to give up. And at some point, this thing's going to click, and we're going to look back on these days, and we're going to say, man, that sucked. Yeah. But here we are now. So, but we're just going to keep working. The sun comes up, and we get up with the sun every single day.
All right, Coach, thanks. We'll be back in 2 minutes to wrap it up here at Shooter's Bar and Grill with Warriors Live after these messages.
It's 2025. Is your checking account earning interest? With a Gold Premium checking account from MBT Bank, you can earn an incredible 5.00% annual percentage yield on balances up to $25,000 when qualifications are met. To qualify, have 15 debit card transactions and one ACH deposit or ACH auto debit per month. Open your account online or in person at any MBT Bank location. MBT Bank, member FDIC.
FCIS Insurance of Forest City is your locally owned and operated independent insurance agency. FCIS is proud to support the Waldorf Warrior football team along with our local high school athletes. We look forward to watching your success on the field and in the gym. When you need a team to support yours, look to the professionals at FCIS Insurance. We carry all lines of insurance from home to life, car to health, RV, and everything in between. See us today at FCISinsurance.com or call us at 641-585-2925. FCIS Insurance Services of Forest City.
Hello, this is Leah at Shooter's Sports Bar and Grill. With football season back in full swing, don't forget to stop by after the games on Friday and Saturdays for our late night pizzas from 9 to 10 p.m. here at Shooter's Sports Bar and Grill.
Hi, this is Ryan Harvey, the sales manager at Chrysler of Forest City. Now is a great time to have your vehicle looked over before you hit the open road with our highly trained staff here at Chrysler of Forest City. Or, if you are looking for your next vehicle, stop in and see our experienced sales staff. Our inventory changes daily, so swing by often and see what's new on the lot, or visit our website at ChryslerForestCity.com.
Welcome back here to Warriors Live here at Shooter's Bar and Grill. We're just going to wrap things up. The show's brought to you by our title sponsor, MBT. Thank you, Manufacturers Bank and Trust, and Shooter's Bar and Grill, FCIS, Farm and City Insurance Services,
Pritchard's Forest City Auto Center and Chrysler of Forest City. Thanks to Mel back at the station and Josiah Cleveland, who's right over there here on the camera and the sound, and all the folks that came out tonight at Shooter's Bar and Grill. Thank you very much. I want you to join the Gridiron Club and support the Warrior football team. And, of course, come on out and cheer on the Warriors this Saturday at 1 p.m. to Hastings, Nebraska. Coach, you had a special message for somebody in the audience.
Yeah, Arnie got a hole-in-one a couple weeks ago, or a couple, or I don't know when it was. We got a hole-in-one, baby.
Got a hole-in-one on the course.
Brother.
Arnie's at all the games, big part of the gridiron, and of course the chain gang is here as well. Well, we'll see you in Nebraska when our Warriors bust through the Lloyd Wilson Stadium like the crazy Kool-Aid man from Yore. Go Warriors!
North Iowa's home for the Iowa State Cyclones is KIOW Forest City, a co-op media station.